Cam Dumoisne, the CEO of the Western Roads Federation. Cam, thank you very much for your time. Did you know this was coming? Good afternoon.
Look, we got the announcement at the same time as everyone else, Ollie. But, yeah, look, it caught us off guard as well.
So I've just described there, it's the emergency freight service. We're being told, due to the ongoing issues caused by the flooding and train derailment, is that why it's happening?
Yes, look, that's why it's happening. So, look, there'd been a disruption 2 or 3 weeks ago with flooding in New South Wales, cutting the Perth to Sydney freight line. And then there was a derailment in Victoria, which sort of cut the Melbourne to Perth rail line. And look, credit, I represent road, but credit to the rail industry, they managed to clear the rail incident in Victoria, but it took about a week. And they've got capacity, they've got some trains now coming from Sydney via Melbourne over to Perth, but it is a reduced capacity. So for about 2 or 3 weeks, the transport industry's been picking that up. Mm. Look, the Minister to Work Credit immediately enacted the permits for our trucks to enable start running triple road trains across from Port Augusta across to increase the road freight capacity. But the blunt reality is this, we don't have enough truck drivers and we don't have enough equipment. We've got a strong mining industry. We've got a bumper harvest going on. We've got big sort of civil construction projects going on. There's just simply not enough trucks around. Our diesel prices are up 50% year on year. And all those costs are coming to a head. And I was listening to those small business owners and I feel for them.
Of course.
You know, my partner runs her own business and she exports around the world. Air freight costs, hers have gone from $200 US to export to North America to $750 US to export. So it's really impacting Western Australian businesses. And now this is the third disruption we've had due to climate effects. We've had 2 years ago, we had the bushfires close Eyre Highway for 2 weeks. We had the rail disruption, flooding disruption in January this year. And now we've had this incident. And look, we're managing it. We're putting more buffer stocks into WA, but, you know, it is an impact, and I really feel for those small business owners.
Is there a time frame, Cam, on this emergency measure?
The latest update we've got, this will be going for... The rail industry, to their credit, are trying to put more trains on and routing them through Melbourne. That will take some pressure off the system. We're certainly on the improve. We're past the peak of the worst of it. But, you know, there will be some ongoing disruption probably through to about early January.
Thanks, Cam. Good luck. Appreciate your time and all the work you and your members are doing.
Thanks, Ollie. Appreciate it.
Cam Dumoisne, the CEO of the Western Roads Federation. And you hear about everything else at the moment that's impacting on the prices that'll be passed on to you. But a 40% surcharge in place, the WA Emergency Freight Service, as a result of the recent flooding and train derailments. You heard from Deanna before at Pretty Little Designs. It'll add about $38,000 a month to what she has to pay for postage. At 133-882, the talkback number. Jamie in Churchland says it's a perfect opportunity for a new company to step in, but right now prices are going up across other companies as well.